Salma El-Tarzi is an anti-Mubarak protester who's in the square. She's on the line. Thank you for coming forward, for identifying yourself. What have you seen and heard over the last hour or so?
Well, I'm going to recap what I've been hearing you saying, answer some questions, but your reporter is not here because my battery is going to die. There are a lot of women in the square. I'm a woman. There are a lot of women in the square. There are children. People are tired. They can barely get up. And we are civilians. We are not army people, and we've been fighting for the past 12 hours. And the BBC is saying that most of the people that are in the square are from the Muslim Brotherhood, and this is not true. There are people from all types, all sorts of and directions and ideologies. We are just Egyptians. We are young people protesting for our rights, and this is what the media has been trying to do since the 25th of January, is to say and claim that this was a Muslim Brotherhood movement, and this is not true.
Who is shooting at you? Who do you think is shooting at you?
It's the thugs that are shooting at us. It's not only when we are saying anti-Mubarak, we don't mean Mubarak on his own. We mean his own regime. We mean Habib al-Adli. We mean the intelligence. We mean the Ismaili Sheikh. We mean all the people in the parliament that are now so scared that they are going to go away, that they would rather kill innocent people in the square to keep their posts. This is what's happening.
Salma El-Tarzi, an anti-Mubarak protester in Tahrir, speaking to us. Why don't you leave? Why don't you leave? You're at risk of getting shot right now.
Some people are leaving. People are starting to leave. A lot of people are not leaving. People are tired in the front, now that we call it front since it's a war, and we are gaining ground. We can turn into a gangster fight at this point. This is why people are not leaving.
Are you fighting back? How are you fighting back? I heard that you have rocks.
We're fighting back with stones and sticks. People shooting at us, shooting at our legs and at our feet. And now there's a lot of injured people that are coming out from the front, injured with live bullets.
Is there anyone to help you with medical expertise or supplies?
The doctors that are on the ground are helping. There's a lot of doctors that are coming and helping that are anti-Mubarak. Everyone is volunteering, even people that are not experts, they are volunteering. And finally, we have eight ambulance cars that only appeared at 8 p.m., although we were fighting since the morning.
Salma, it must be really, really terrifying. As you say, many people are exhausted. I'm sure you are. Can you tell us, how are you seeing the scene around you? What does this mean for you to be there?
People are so tired, are too tired to be terrified.
Are they moving
people
around?
Are, so
are they taking cover? Is there anywhere for them to hide from the gunfire?
The gunfire is at the front. There are people blocking the front. Okay? Our people are blocking the front. The people that are in the square, they're just so tired that they just simply not react to the sound of the shotguns. They are so tired to get up.
Oh, Salma El-Tarzi, can you tell us a bit about yourself and why you're there? How old are you?
I'm 33.
You're 23?
33.
You're 33. So all your life you've lived with President Mubarak.
Yes, I've never seen a different. I don't know what democracy is. I've never had it in my life. I've read it in books. I've seen it in other countries, and I've never had a chance to really choose who I want and what I want. I can't even have elections in my syndicate because the whole system is corrupt.
The government has been saying that President Mubarak will stand down. But there will be elections in September. He will not run again.
We do not trust a government that sends thugs to kill us. We cannot trust a government that is sending thugs to kill us. These are criminals of war. They should be tried and they should be persecuted for the crimes they are committing against innocent civilians. How can I trust someone who's been killing us for the past 10 days? He's been killing innocent civilians for the past 10 days just for the simple fact that they are asking for a very human demand, is to have freedom and have freedom of choice.
Salma El Tarzi.
He's killing us.
Salma El Tarzi, anti-Mubarak protester in Tahrir Square, speaking to us live. It's 02:3200 hours GMT, 4:32 in the morning in Cairo at local time. It is very dark. Dawn is approaching. Here on Al Jazeera, you are hearing live and seeing live pictures as gunfire, automatic and rifle fire, it sounds like, has rung out in the northern part of the square where Salma is, where, she says, women and children are. Can you tell us what supplies you have? Salma El Tarzi, can you hear me?